Yeah, he was born in Red Cloud. There, they were married in Red Cloud, and that's where my mother was born. Was Red Cloud. That was my grandfather that married the what was the Lafayette's daughter.
I see. Okay. And Red Cloud's what, Minnesota?
Nebraska.
Oh, I see. Okay.
They had an E on there, so it wasn't the French part, it was, but they changed it now mostly to.
I see. And I guess that ancestry was mostly French.
Yes.
Okay. And on your grandfather's side, on your father's father?
My father's father was the one that came from Scotland, I'm hoping. Okay. From Sutherlandshire in Scotland.
And he was basically a farmer, I guess?
I think. I've not got that much information on him.
Nice. And, okay, that's great. Now you can tell me a little about your husband, if you would. His birthplace, education, occupation, all that sort of thing.
Yeah, well, his mother had come from North Carolina, and she was an orphan girl. And her father brought her through. She lived with many different families and had quite a rough life. One time we were fixing chicken and she wanted the back and she had told me that when she was growing up with the different women, many a time she had to eat the feet of the chicken, and but she liked the back. And I said, well, you hadn't graduated very much as far as I was thinking, because I didn't care for the back. But anyway, the other ones were born. His father was born in Missouri and came up here, and they had worked in beets, and they've had mules and run horses and all through that. He came to Tensleep in 34, and they have a ranch up here, still have the ranch. Both parents, all our parents are gone now, but his brother has the ranch up here that they had worked on. And he had four brothers, two sisters. One brother died as about two. But he has two brothers and two sisters still living. I have none. My brothers are all gone. As of last year, my last brother died. And
now, your husband's occupation, I guess, has been ranching?
Ranching and cows.
And I guess you mentioned education, social contacts?
Well, church work mostly. And just doing good work for anyone that helped. The folks, his folks, had an old Amos Nandy, and when the roads were not graveled up there every spring, Amos Nandy were very, very busy pulling people out of the mud. Just good neighbors.
And their ethnic ancestry, they were...
Pennsylvania Dutch, mostly, I think, and I'm not sure.
Probably German, then?
Yes, could be. What have I got here on them? Charles. These are remarkable things, you know?
Yeah, they are.
These are my brothers. And we went to the temple. Oh, of course I don't have it in here.
Okay.
It's in his.
All right. Well, that's fine. So, Pennsylvania Dutch.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's move on to the more... First of all, now, did you have any other names for your mother? Did you call her by any other name?
She was very proud. We were the first one that called her mom.
See. And your father?